I call them the front steps, go to the steps.
Is it stairs inside and steps outside to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure is.
Okay. What did I, that I just said that's outside the house that you put chairs on, is it?
The front porch.
Okay. Any other names for porch?
Well, you could have a front porch and a back porch, like I mentioned when describing the house.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a screened-in porch. And I've seen porches that extend around on both sides, but I'd still call it a porch.
On the second story?
Yeah. It's, I'd probably call it, if it was a, went the length of the house, I'd probably call it a, just a second story porch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a balcony and a second story porch don't seem to be the same thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I always think of a balcony as something rather small that will accommodate maybe a couple of people.
Yeah. What if it were, does it matter whether it has a roof or not, this porch? Not the balcony, but the ground level porch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if it's a very small one that's just above the doorstep?
I'd call that anything in particular. I might call it a stoop.
Mm-hmm. If the door is open and you don't want it to be, you tell someone to?
Shut it. Shut the door.
Okay, would you use another term?
Please close the door.
Does one sound more polite to you than the other? I noticed you said please with the close.
Yeah, I think close the door is a little bit less in.
Mm-hmm. Well, are there people to whom you would not say shut the door?
I don't know. Maybe frail little old ladies with blue hair. Might not say shut the door. Might upset them. Give them cardiac arrhythmia or something.
What do you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
I'll be damned if I know. Just boards to me.
Okay. If it were, if they were aluminum, would you say aluminum something?
I might say aluminum siding.
But that's the only context. Okay. You, in every day, you take your car and you do what to school if you do?
Drive my car.
Okay, and yesterday I?
Drove it.
And I have?
Driven.
Okay. The part that covers the top of the house?
Roof.
And the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
BB cutters.
Are they built in or suspended?
I think I'm just being built in.
Always?
I have seen them suspended though.
Okay. If you have a house and an L, what do you call the place where the two come together?
I have no idea.
Alright. The little building that's used for storing wood?
First thing came to mind was woodshed, but I'm not familiar with those things. You know, I've seen them on farms, something like that.
What about one for storing tools?
Tool shed.
Well, if you didn't have a separate one like that, what would you call the place in your house? Do you have a place for storing?
Mm-hmm. Everything's in the basement or scattered around wherever you find room to put it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call outdoor toilets?
Well, just that, an outdoor toilet.
Anything more colorful, crude, facetious?
Well, people joking about it, I've heard it called shit house.
Mm-hmm.
Crapper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the man who invented the flush toilet was named Crapper. Thomas Crapper. That's the truth.
Thank you for that piece of history.